All right, welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. This is Aaron Newberg. And every week we have such great guests, and this week is the same. He is the founder of LeagueSafe.com. He's kind of a local and national celebrity when it comes to fantasy sports. We welcome in Mr. Paul Charchian. All right, this week we've got Paul Charchian. You can hear him every week, multiple times a week on KFAN 100.3. And you're the founder of LeagueSafe.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Good to talk to you guys.
What's the next evolution of just fantasy football? What's on the horizon for fantasy football?
Well, it's a couple of things. One is the explosion of daily fantasy play is absolutely gigantic. And we've never, in the history of our industry, which has only been a real industry for about 25 years. And you know, before that, there was really nobody doing anything in it to where it's gone today. The rise of daily fantasy games has dramatically changed the way all of us are doing business in the space. And it's become incredibly fun. It's a great way for people to play and dabble in fantasy sports. And it's become very, very popular. And that's the, you know, just two companies, FanDuel and DraftKings, have in the last 4 months raised over $100 million.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's great. More investment in those two companies in the last 3 months than the history of our industry combined.
My dad used to do fantasy with grid paper and a newspaper and his little pencil. I mean, it's completely different now.
It is completely different. Yes,
that's really cool.
That's the way you had to do it in the old days before computers. We had to wait till Monday morning to get all the box scores so we could tabulate the scores. And then you had to mail or fax the results to everybody.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's like that.
I'm always surprised to hear where fantasy leagues have gone. Like, what's the most outlandish fantasy league that you've heard of outside of sports?
Well, there are fantasy weather leagues.
Come on, no.
We're predicting the weather earns you fantasy points.
Ben's there a part of that. He has a huge team.
Well, you know there are these weather nerds out there, right? People that just live and die on weather, and so yeah, there's that.
I always bet on El Nino. If El Nino is coming, I'm putting everything I've got on El Nino.
Every time.
Yeah. Once every 18 years, that's a great tactic, by the way. There's fantasy box office where you get together and you draft real movies and you earn points based on the domestic receipts of the box office movies. And that's a ton of fun. There's fantasy celebrities where you get points based on things like appearing on the cover of gossip magazines and appearing on popular websites like TMZ. Well, I don't know. I mean, those are off top of fantasy American Idol. Fantasy voice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of fantasy's really evolved a lot of different ways.
All right, let's kind of switch gears back to sports. And you obviously are a local celebrity and you're a big Vikings fan. So what should we look for? Who's kind of the guys to look for with the Vikings and the Tampa Bay game coming up?
Well, Tampa Bay's defense has by and large been awful. And so you'd think that this is a good chance. Now, not always bad. And, you know, they played a great game against the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. And they played a close game with a good Saints team, much like a little bit like the Vikings did. But it's still a bottom tier defense, and especially through its secondary. So it's a great opportunity that way. I mentioned Gerald McCoy earlier. He really is good. And running up the middle is going to be tricky. I think Matt Asiata has another diminished role in this game plan, and they're going to run wide. And then when you look at the Tampa side, they attack you with those big physical wide receivers that they've got. You know, Evans and Jackson are beasts. They're so big. And so it becomes really hard to get them off the routes at the line of scrimmage. And Mike Lennon is quietly super capable. He's had 16 career starts. He has thrown multiple touchdowns in 11 of the 16. I mean, that's a great number. If you're throwing two a game, you're a 32-touchdown guy. You're a top-10 quarterback in this league. And quietly, Glennon is a very capable quarterback. And what he does really well with those receivers, the deep jump ball and let those big receivers build space and go up for the ball. And he's done it well.
Oh, yeah. Vincent Jackson's, what, 6'5"?
He's 6'5". Evans is like 6'4". They're both huge targets for him. So, yeah, and Evans was hurt, but – you know, they're coming out of a bye week. He'll be fine now. And it's not a great rushing offense. They're getting nothing out of Doug Martin. Bobby Rainey's just kind of a guy. But, you know, if you can contain those two receivers, Vikings have got a decent chance. And I think that's your fantasy angle is on those receivers.
Well, Charge, thank you so much for joining us this week. Always enjoy your input. Super smart, super knowledgeable. And again, it's leaguesafe.com, and you can hear him every week on KFAN 100.3. Thanks a lot, bud.
Bye, Paul.
Great. Yep, great talking to you guys. Bye-bye.
Well, we want to thank Charge for always some good stuff. And now it's time for our second nominee for the Golden Nacho. Again, it's In Case You Missed It, NFL News. And this one, I'm certain not a lot of people saw.
No.
So in the Washington Redskins game, this young gal brought a pet bird to the game. That's right. I said a pet bird. And not a Tweety bird, not a cute little thing. Nope. It looks like just a blackbird or a small crow. Yeah,
not a pretty parrot that can repeat what you say. No. Nothing that could cheer on the crowd. Look at this.
It looks ferocious.
Has she not seen Birds the movie?
Looking like just pecking her finger.
If I was sitting next to this woman, I would have lost it.
Well, how do you get through security?
I don't know. We need to be concerned about that.
We don't have any metal, but that blackbird sure is fine to take in the stadium.
It was in a clear bag. Bring it in.
That's probably the most unique thing I've ever seen at NFL
stadium. Yeah, I definitely missed that, and I'm kind of happy I did up until now.
Yeah. When Vikings Connected returns, we hang out with Cordero Patterson as he meets the media on his day off. But up next, I'll show you how the purple can bounce back and get a win down in Tampa.